Tell me how you would describe this role at the university. What is its job to do?
So I would describe the role of Vice Chancellor for Inclusion, Diversity, and Equity, you know, first in one word, just absolutely critical. I know there's two words, but critical being the word. And I say that because, you know, as our country becomes more diverse, as our communities become more diverse, as our employers are looking for, you know, students and, you know, who will be workers to know how to engage with diverse populations, roles such as these, you know, just become critical. And, you know, because of Mizzou's, you know, place as a leader in education just around the country, I think it's important to have a person in this role, or have this role in particular, being able to, you know, provide our students, faculty and staff with those, you know, with those tools to be successful. So I think diversity and inclusion, equity are absolutely, you know, critical to a university's mission. And as you know, you'll probably see around the country, more and more universities are starting to realize that, you know, diversity as an imperative, it's a good thing for education. And then, you know, as we begin to look at, you know, doing great things in education, it becomes good for, you know, our communities and our nation as a whole.
Now, Mizzou has had this role since, 2015 or so?
Yeah, about 2015, 2016, right? They had an interim in 2015 and then permanent in 2016.
Now, is that rare among universities?
Is what part rare? Like having to get relatively new or, I'm sorry, go ahead.
This role, is this a role that is, you know, they've had it and partly an answer to some challenges they had coming up. Is this a role that is, how does this place nationally as far as having this particular position?
Sure. So the role is definitely not rare as you look at, you know, schools around the country, particularly if you, you know, I'll just situate us among first SEC schools and then AAU schools. In the SEC, each member school has a chief diversity officer in some capacity. I think what you'll find that's different around the country is where this role is situated. Some places it's a vice chancellor like Mizzou, cabinet level, reporting to the chancellor. Other places it's a vice provost reporting to the provost. So, you know, another school, it's an associate vice president, which reports up to a provost, I think. So, you know, how it is configured varies by school. And quite honestly, it's done to meet the specific needs of the school. So schools decide where they want to situate this position. And then, you know, how this position should look and play out on their respective campuses. So I think, you know, the rare part, you know, as it relates to Mizzou would be having a structured division with this type of capacity. So over 30 full-time staff members and another, you know, probably 30 or so part-time, you know, having a, you know, an infrastructure that large, I won't say it's rare, but it's definitely not common. I can think of, you know, probably a handful of schools where you would find an infrastructure this, you know, this large, and I'll say that just speaks to Mizzou's commitment. So, you know, in that respect, it definitely is good, you know, to show your commitment through, you know, through having a, you know, a stable infrastructure as it relates to diversity and inclusion and equity.
Tell me what you bring to this office. Tell me you know, what you bring to this infrastructure you just mentioned.
Sure. Well, I mean, I'm great. No, but seriously, you know, well, as you get to know me, you'll see, you know, being from Louisiana, I, you know, have this wit and humor that I like to bring, you know, bring to the occasion. But seriously, you know, one thing that I feel that I bring to Mizzou is, you know, vision. And while it may be hard to, you know, while we think of vision as, you know, kind of this abstract concept, I think that it's important to have the person in this role, the vice chancellor, to have a vision that says that, you know, we can, you know, Mizzou is here and we can get Mizzou to this place, you know, to this destination, to this goal. And being able to see how that plays out operationally, right? So knowing that, you know, the vision speaks to making sure that all of our students are, you know, have a diverse and engaged experience, how do we get to that part? You know, we envision it and saying that we want 100% of our students to do this, but, you know, you back up and say, how do we actually get to that point? I think, you know, being a visionary is critical to, you know, to this position, this role, and that's something I bring to the position.
But you've done lots of groundwork, too. So you talked about the tools that you want the students to have. Tell me about some very tangible groundwork that you've done in the past that you'd like to see happen here.
Absolutely. So, you know, as it relates to, you know, just groundwork and things I've done in the past, you know, I can start with, well, I'll start with the most recent, and that was, you know, coming from Arkansas State University, where we did not have the infrastructure of a Mizzou. As a matter of fact, it was me and one other an administrative assistant in that office. So you can imagine the difficulty with trying to, you know, accomplish some of our goals. So one thing we wanted to make sure that every student who wanted to have an out-of-state experience. So you know, we had quite a few students from the rural areas of Arkansas, as well as quite a few students who would fall underneath the poverty line, which is something very near and dear to my heart. And, you know, and honestly, a lot of them had not been out of the state of Arkansas. You know, I'm, you know, pretty well traveled now, but I, you know, I remember those experiences growing up. So one thing I said is I want to make sure that students that come from these underrepresented backgrounds, the, you know, less privileged backgrounds, where they had an opportunity to go somewhere else. So within my first semester there, I had five brave souls who decided that, you know, we want to go to this conference in New York. Had never been on a plane before, and I'll tell you, you know, while some can argue, well, you know, five, that's not an impact. You know, my retort to that, if we can get one student exposed to something they hadn't been exposed to, that impact is transformational, and it's quite impactful. You know, so when you start scaling that, we went from, you know, taking, you know, five students to New York my first semester there. Within the next 2 years, we took about 100 or so students down to Texas to this other conference. The point is that when we talk about making sure that our students have these transformational experiences, which they're engaged either with the people that they're less familiar with, or two, you know, go and engage with, you know, students from around the country, I think that helps them become better global citizens. So that's something very tangible that we did at Arkansas State. The other thing dealt with, you know, another tangible kind of product of laying the groundwork as it relates to inclusion, diversity, and equity is making sure that our outcomes are, you know, they are comparable for our underrepresented minority students as they are for our majority students. And while we're not quite there yet, we were able to, you know, increase our retention rate of our underrepresented minority students, as well as their persistence rate, so which means, of course, that their graduation rate eventually went up as well. So again, you know, just getting in there, kind of assessing what the university needed and making sure that, one, we had the right partners in place to fulfill those goals, and two, that we were ready to do the difficult work.
And Tony, you have a personal story that translates to all of this too. Or just tell me some of it. Tell me.
No, sure. Yeah, you know, and I my personal story, you know, honestly, for me, it really speaks to the work I do. I think it speaks to, you know, the kind of how I approach this field, and then what I determine is, you know, important, and that is for me, transformational experiences for students. I believe in education being transformational for individuals that did have opportunity. And for me, I want to make sure everyone who wants a college education, that they get that college education, and I'll tell you why. So I grew up, you know, a military child. So my dad was in the Air Force. We moved from California. We lived in Europe, England, a real, you know, as probably middle class equivalent, you know, just real, probably, you know, probably lower middle class, but still middle class. You know, we had, you know, house, job, those things like that. However, you know, my parents got divorced when I was relatively young, so about 10 years old. So I went from, you know, kind of middle class to effectively working poor. Just, mom making ends meet, me and three sisters, and kind of, going through, essentially, what would be poverty equivalent. And again, I wouldn't know what that is until I got to college and realized what functional poverty was. We didn't feel it. We didn't see it in the way, I kind of see it now. We just kind of lived our existence. But going to Louisiana State University, the first in my family to go to college, and having the opportunity to, again, engage with people who, they weren't poor. I had classmates who spent summers in Spain and, other, kind of exotic trips. And, my first car I bought with a grant, the Pell grant you get. So, I had some left over because I got a scholarship to LSU. I bought an 88 Chevy Corsica that probably had more miles on it than it should have. And, I had friends that, they were affluent, so they didn't have the kind of secondhand cars, so on and so forth. My point is that, by being able to mix with students who some from kind of poor backgrounds that like me, and some from more affluent backgrounds, but all working together for the same goal, right? So education was the equalizer for us. It didn't matter which high schools you went to, what you did to prepare. Once you got there, you all were. You had the same opportunity. I wouldn't say you were on the same footing, but you definitely had the same opportunity. So I graduated from there and went on, and one of my next experiences that I think really helps build who I am is I had the opportunity to teach middle school. And I tell you, if you want to get ready for any career at all, teach middle school. That's you have kids that want to be adults, and you have adults who want to be kids. They don't know which one they want to be on any day. But let me tell you, it gave me a firsthand look of the disparities in our educational system. I taught at a predominantly black middle school, again, rural, kind of agrarian town, very small tax base. There wasn't a lot of industry and business there. But we loved our kids. And honestly, I'd probably still be teaching today, and I teach on the college level, but I'd be teaching middle school if I would have had the standard teaching license. I was going through the kind of alternative certification program, and they had a teacher come in that had an actual standard license, so I got bumped for that. But, I keep using the word transformational because education truly is transformational. Even in my sixth grade classroom where I taught science, telling those kids that they can go on and be whatever they want to be, they can be, they incredible. They have the tools, and, some of my students next year will be their graduation from college. So I went back to see them graduate from high school, and then some of them went on to college. But, it was disheartening for me because some of those, bright-eyed sixth graders that I taught, they didn't graduate. They did not graduate and weren't at graduation, and that's disappointing. So, my commitment in this role, particularly as it relates to, again, inclusion, diversity, and equity, is making sure every student, regardless of your background, regardless of your circumstances, can succeed. And I think it's our responsibility as the flagship, our responsibility to Missourians to keep that promise. And, I fully, commit to every student that comes to Mizzou and works hard and says that, I'm going to graduate, I'm going to do this, that we make that possible for them. And I sincerely believe that.
There's more to diversity. It's incredibly important that we are racially sensitive and ethnically sensitive. But you're talking about poverty and region and opportunity beyond that even.
Absolutely. And, it's interesting you bring that up. When I talk about diversity, the first thing I do is tell, all of our stakeholders, all of our listeners, is that if you want to have a conversation just about race and ethnicity, then we are not going to have a productive and fruitful conversation because diversity is so much more than that. And again, what we're trying to do, obviously we're going to be inclusive at Mizzou, but we're also trying to make sure we expose all of our students, right, to diverse concepts so that they can go out and be productive and they can be global citizens. And an issue that's very near and dear to me is making sure that we can, pull our students out of some of the cyclical poverty. And again, you know, a college education is one way to do that. And socioeconomic status does fit one deep diversity and inclusion. So, you know, that's why I have no qualms about talking about that and being passionate about it, because it's true. You know, there are more issues as it relates to class than we care to talk about. So it's important to highlight those disparities as well.